Hi, welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very, very, very special return diva guest. Welcome back, Corinne.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to have you back. You were a very fun guest and on the last episode, and I feel like you brought a lot of like meaning that I didn't expect for Cadet Kelly, so thank you to that. Have you thought about that movie since like 6 months ago when we talked about it?
Yes, I'm always thinking about that movie. I just finished watching How I Met Your Father.
Oh, okay. What did you think? Is it season two done or season one?
Did not seem like it was going to be renewed for a second season. Season one ended, we sort of got the answer.
Oh, wait, we found out who the father is?
Yeah, we found out the father.
Spoiler alert. Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Is it Josh Peck?
Oh, wow. No. I mean, I don't know if y'all like spoilers, but...
Oh, okay. If you don't like spoilers, skip ahead a minute. Who is it?
It's not Josh Peck. I don't remember his name. It was like a twist ending.
Oh.
And they had to really roll it back for everybody to be like, oh, that person...
Oh, it wasn't like one of the main characters.
But it also wasn't like there were that many suitors. She maybe went through maybe four different people.
Okay.
But it was crazy to see her post-coital.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Hilary Duff hasn't had sex scenes in movies. Like, I can think of, has she? Maybe alluded to.
Vespa's close enough. I think writing a Vespa
in Italy. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's... pretty similar.
Like, I think it feels like it feels like we've seen her in that way because we like saw her sick in bed, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, in the alternate version of that. And I got a update. I didn't talk about this last time I had a podcast episode, but I did go to Italy and I did throw a coin into the Trevi Fountain finally.
Yes, we didn't even talk.
Yeah, no, I did do that. So I just want to make sure everyone knows it was great. It's so crowded. Have you been to Rome before? You've been
to
Rome?
No, I've been to Venice and I've been to Napoli.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But nowhere else in Italy.
Oh, okay. And that was when you were like super young, right?
Yeah, Venice, I was maybe 8. Naples was like a few years ago. I went with Elise, went with my sister.
Oh, really? Oh, fun. Did you guys just do like a sister Europe trip?
Yeah, it was right after I finished living in Berlin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We flew down to, actually, no, oh, God, we like, we flew to Paris and then we took a train from Paris to Naples and then we flew from Naples to Edinburgh.
Oh, cool. Edinburgh is like one of the coolest cities in Europe.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
But we happened to be there at the same time as the Fringe Festival and we saw Six, which is now on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I really want to see it. What do you think of Six? I've listened to the music and I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a cool little like pop musical, historical musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, as if it's like if the Wives of King Henry VIII were a girl band.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have like a favorite musical? You're like a fairly big fan of musicals?
Yeah, when I was a kid I used to want to be a Broadway star.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really? I was very snobby about it in elementary school.
About like liking musicals and all that?
Yeah.
Jazz.
Like, I'd been to Broadway.
Oh my God.
I saw the Drowsy Chaperone. But yeah, I like it. I mean, I wish, you know, I live in that same city.
In NYC. That's right now it is. I called her at 6:30 a.m. because that's just how times align for us. But it's totally worth it because I get to see my big city gal. But yeah, no. Wait, so since you've lived there, I'm sorry, you probably get this question all the time from people who don't live in New York. Do you see Broadway shows all the time?
I really wish there was more, that they made them more accessible.
Yeah.
You know, it's really expensive.
Yeah,
and like I really expected to be watching them all the time. There are certain promos where it's like 2-for-1 tickets for like a week in September.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's costly.
Yeah.
The last show I saw was Pamela Anderson as Roxy Hart. Oh, Chicago.
Oh, that's so cool.
She was really good.
Yeah.
She did a, she had her own, like, I guess she's a character herself, but she did a, had a whole other kind of take on the character. And it was really fun to watch. I mean, Chicago is such a great, such a classic musical. And I was going with my friend. It was his first time seeing Broadway.
Oh, oh damn.
Yeah. So he was really excited about all
I guess kind of switching gears. So.
Okay.
We talked about your relationship with Disney Channel last time you were on this podcast, but I don't know if we got super into, like, just 90s and, like, 2000s, like, culture in general, which you grew up with, same as I, because you're also a 90s kid. But do you have, like, a lot of memories from, I guess, like, let's start with, like, late 90s. Like, do you remember it that well?
It's hard to say. I feel more connected to it because of the toys that my, my siblings had, like in the earlier 90s, that just washed over onto me. And in like hand-me-downs as well.
Yeah.
But I remember early Disney Channel, and I probably brought this up last time we spoke about Zug Disney and how my dad worked for like this, like in conjunction with cable and television networks. And so he would go to all these trade shows that were introducing new channels, including like Disney Channel. And so I got, I have like all this swag from when Disney Channel first launched. And I watched a lot of TV.
Do you feel like just in general, like, are you regretful over how much TV you watched as a kid? I think that's like a regret I have. Are you like, no, it was good?
No way.
I watched
way
too much TV. Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to it's hard to tell. I definitely feel like I should have read more.
Yeah.
I'm only now just realizing like, oh, I can actually get a lot of pleasure out of novels. of reading books. But I don't think that I watch too much TV. I think it's, it's kind of like a cultural literacy sort of thing. And I feel more connected to people I've never met or like strangers just because of television that we both watched growing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because I watched so much of it, it makes it more likely that I can find common ground with this person.
Same here. I think it's really been a big connector of me. I mean, that's why I have this podcast, is because like it's such a big part of my childhood and it still like connects people today. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's such a good conversation starter. But yeah, like what movies, like maybe non-Disney Channel movies and like music, like did you listen to at the time or do you go back and listen to often that you're like, oh yeah, that really defines that era for me?
Britney Spears and Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
There really isn't anyone else for me except for like the Shrek soundtrack, but I feel like that's a little later. Like, those were my earliest CDs, and my uncle used to, like, tease me about being a little Britney Spears. Oh, my God, and, like, liking Aaron Carter. And, like, I never liked Aaron Carter, rest in peace. I never had a crush on him, but I was like, am I supposed to have a crush on him? And, like, my uncle.
Yeah. I felt that way kind of too. Yeah. Yeah. And people who feel pressure to like him. Yeah. I mean, same here. I did think he wore fun, oversized clothes, but like, yeah. Okay. You know the song? I probably talked about this before. Aaron's Party.
Oh, go ahead. I feel like I remember the music
video. It's, God, it's so cringy, but like in a good way. It's like, people all around, you got to come get it from the left to the right. Make noise. Does that sound familiar to you?
Make noise.
Oh, I'll send it to you, and then you'll be like, or maybe you'll know it. I don't know.
You know what? And God, maybe we talked about this last time too, but in like early COVID, I started listening to music that I felt was reminiscent of that early 2000s song style. Like as we all come of age and like make our own music and make our own stuff. We're regurgitating everything we consumed as kids. And so I've been listening to music that's sort of angsty and like boys suck kind of stuff.
Wait, like what kind of artists?
Like Charlie Bliss.
Charlie Bliss. Is that a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Okay, and this was like a artist from like the early 2000s?
No, she's an artist today, but it just sounds kind of like
that kind of style. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. So would you say like you like, are you glad you were born when you were born?
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky as far as like wearing one.
Does it like, okay, the role that, I don't want this to get too like, the role that technology played in your early life versus like how it plays in kids these days, are you grateful for that? Or do you think like, do you even think about that? Does that matter?
Every day I'm so glad I didn't have an iPhone until after high school. And that I think is major, that I didn't have access to the social networks, really. That I think would have been so destructive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although not like I ever got very involved in MySpace. I was a little involved in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But never terribly vocal. I mean, I suppose I posted one or two things
that are kind of controversial, and then, like, you got in trouble for it from your like neighbor or something.
I one time posted a tweet that Sarah Silverman had written. I posted on my Facebook, and it was every time you sneeze, an angel gets an orgasm.
Ooh.
And I like reposted that in high school, and my lacrosse coach was like, saw your post. Like, she was like, and I just felt, I was so like, oh my God. So I never really did anything again after that.
Well, what was her point, or his or her point, saying that? Was it just like to take it down, or that was out there?
Yeah, she was like, that was out there. She was like a Christian. She did youth group. She led the youth group stuff.
Oh, God, I could.
Yeah.
Nothing against Christian groups. I went to youth group vaguely. I never felt like I fit in, whatever, to them, because it was so like, they're not getting into scripture. They would maybe once like, an hour, they'd bring up two things and they'd sing some songs, but they weren't really telling you what you're buying into, which I feel like is kind of dangerous. Okay, that's extreme, but like, I don't know. There's something odd to me about it, I guess. Anyway. What? Okay, so we were kind of talking about your nostalgic feelings towards the 90s and the 2000s, but is there like an era that you really like movies from that was like before you were born?
I like scary movies from the 70s. Like, I like the practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking with the movie I rewatched last night for the big day today.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun it is to watch movies from the early 2000s now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really interesting, it's really interesting to see that. Just number one, to like reconsume this stuff that I never gave a second thought to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to see what it looks like today. But also like what people thought the future would be, or, you know, what was cutting edge then, or like what, also like to see the kinds of jokes that they made and being like, oh, you're joking about that.
Like in a like, oh, that's just not funny anymore because it just isn't kind of way, or like a like politically correct kind of way.
Yeah, politically correct. Mm-hmm. Like different kinds of gay jokes or things like that.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting, especially with these Disney Channel movies, to see how they navigate that. I gotta watch the latest DCOM so that I could be up to date on
what kind of stuff they're talking about
and yeah, because I was also thinking like, wow, what if Ren got her period abandoned island, in this uncharted island?
Well, okay, that is interesting. Is that, have you seen Turning Red?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's like the first time. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I think that's the first time I've ever seen Disney ever talk about periods, like in a movie or TV show or anything. And it's like, wow, it really doesn't have to be a big deal. And also is like, if you talked about it on a Disney Channel TV show, like that doesn't make it inappropriate. Like there's nothing like inappropriate about it. So like, why do you think people don't want to talk about it?
I think because it seems inappropriate to some people. Like, I think it, the closest thing we had was when Lizzie McGuire wanted a bra.
I was hoping you'd say that. Yeah.
And I don't know if there's another example of something like that. You know, I'm trying to think, like, if That's So Raven had an episode where she's, like, you know, kind of dealing with womanhood. But, oh, and that was the other thing. It was, like, Lizzie McGuire and Even Stevens didn't have a laugh track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't, like, the same type of, like, audience sitcom. Like,
yeah.
I guess Zach and Cody was no. Zach and Cody was.
They had a laugh track, yeah. Is that like? Do people still like laugh tracks though? Like they like, or have people like? Cause I feel like generally, if you ask people, they'd say no. But am I wrong?
I don't know what people want. You know, yeah. I used to think that I did.
Yeah.
But I'm just. I feel so always so surprised about people's preferences. I think people kind of like feeling like they're laughing together. I guess. But I was thinking, like, how funny Shia LaBeouf was.
Yeah.
So funny. Such natural comedic talent. And I guess the editing was great too. But he was so, so funny. So entertaining.
Yeah.
Just such a strong character. Oh, God. And then, okay, yeah, I'm ready to talk about the
movie. Okay, let's get into, okay, so today we're talking about the Even Stevens movie. This obviously, it's a movie that came from the TV show, and I think it premiered pretty quickly after the show ended. There were three seasons of the show. Corinne, what was your relationship to the show? Are you a fan? I think you are.
Yeah, I would watch the show. I like Twitty a lot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I watched the show, and, you know, I usually don't really like the brother-sister dynamic. Like, I couldn't stand Phineas and Ferb. I didn't like when someone trying really hard and then another person foiling them.
Yeah.
That never appealed to me. But there was something really warm about Even Stevens. Maybe it's because it's in that the sunniest city.
Hello.
Sacramento. Sacramento is the sunniest city in the world in the summer months.
Are you for real?
It has the most days of sunshine than any other city in the world between like June and August or something like that.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I live in San Diego and like it is pretty gloomy here in the summer. And I always say, oh, I wish it was like Sacramento. I love the summers there so much. And I think it was because I was very spoiled because it's so fucking hot there. And no, that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, this show is set there. And I think it's comical how inaccurate their portrayal is of it in this movie and in the show. Like there's times where they're walking through a forest. There's a part in this movie where they're at like a ship. Like a sailing, what the fuck am I trying to say?
Oh, a dock. Yeah. I was like, where's the dock?
Yeah. Yeah. There is no, and they're like, it's off the coast of the island that they go to is like in actuality off the coast of Sacramento. Yeah. I'm like, but I think they don't, it's like, they're trying to be funny with how little they care about portraying Sacramento accurately. And it's like, yeah, it's not a very big city. Like how many people are really going to complain about it? I'm not, but yeah, it's funny, but. Yeah, I guess in a sense, Sacramento representation. What were some of your favorite like moments from the TV show that you can remember?
Just Shia's faces.
Yeah.
He had such good reactions. And was so dry, was just such a unique character. And I'm thinking like, how the heck, like, has there been any TV character, like live action TV character who's been as funny as he has?
I don't know. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, because then it became a trope, like that Disney Channel acting sort of stuff, you know, Miley Cyrus and Raven Simone. And I mean, none of them. I mean, Raven has great comedic.
She does.
For sure. She's, Raven's really talented.
Yeah, one of the best. Unique, like, talent to be able to turn something into anything. And anyone who's worked with her, I've heard they're like, she is so good at improvising things. Like, and I believe it. Yeah, she's so charismatic. But yeah, no, I mean, Shia LaBeouf is insanely talented for how young he was when they started the show. And maybe I'm wrong. It seems like a lot of the stuff he made up himself, like you can tell in the show, just because it's like so out there. And like, I'm like, who would have thought of that? Yeah, no, he's.
Yeah, there's a point like at the very end of the movie where he and Ren are like making up and they're sitting on the edge. They're sitting on a little like ledge. And they're like, oh, that's sweet. And then he's like, all right, later. And then he just flips off the back, like he just falls back.
Yeah. I love
and beans is really beans. Sweet.
Yes.
In college, all my friends lived in the same house, but I lived in a house like next to it, mm-hmm. like nearby.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I would be over at their apartment, and they'd call me beans.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Jesus.
You're always bringing bacon.
How'd you get here?
Yeah.
Who let you in?
I do like that trope because I feel like it feels kind of like realistic. It's like the kid who's always at your house and whose parents are never around is very, I don't know if that, I'm sure it still exists today. That seems like such a bad time.
Yeah. Still plenty of absent parents.
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting about beans too is like, how do you have a foil to the foil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shia is already such comedic relief. Like you can't have a goofier character. And that's the thing, is like he's still so grounded in reality. Like he seems like such a full character. I just like could not believe how enamored I was by his performance. And I don't know what he's up to now. Well, I guess we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. I don't know.
I know. I've talked about him like multiple times on this podcast about he's done some I don't know. Okay. He's done some shitty stuff. So he's a domestic abuser and he's not like denying it, which you shouldn't. Like so many people do, or so many people say nothing about it. And you should say you did. Like, I don't know. I think, and I don't want to get too dark, but like, I feel like a lot of guys in the entertainment industry, when they're accused of things that it's like pretty obvious, like that they did it, like they won't say anything, or they'll say like the most like buttoned up version of it that doesn't put any blame on them. They'll almost be like, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. And it's like such bullshit. And I think it's because if they admit it to anything, they'll get sued. They'll get like blacklisted. I don't know. Do you think what's your take on that? Sorry, that's kind of a lot to throw at you.
Yeah, first step is admitting you have a problem, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Being a part of the conversation, like recognizing it and like acknowledging, I mean, hopefully he's doing something about it. You know, I mean, it's more than just saying it out loud. Like restorative justice requires more than saying sorry or more than admitting to it.
Yeah. Jeez. So it's like sometimes I feel weird like appreciating his work. Like, I mean, you could commend someone as an actor and still say like, I don't approve of the stuff he's done in his life. I understand. Like, have you seen Honey Boy? Or do you know?
No. What I'm about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I never saw it.
Yeah, that movie it's kind of autobiographical in a sense, loosely about Shia LaBeouf's life. And like, you kind of see why. His dad was pretty abusive. So, like, not to say, like, there's a direct line, but, like, you see why he got so fucked up. And childhood fame fucks you up, obviously. But regardless, great show.
Yeah.
Okay. The Even Stevens movie came out on June 13th, 2003. What were you doing that day, Corinne?
Okay, June 13th, 2003.
Yes.
Summer vacay.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I was in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Ooh.
I think I was. I think that's where I was in 2003. We spent like a month living in an apartment in Oaxaca.
That's really cool.
My mom was very determined to get us to be immersed in Spanish and learn the language.
Did you?
I understand some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I can, like, it's just, like, it's so, English speakers are so rarely put into sink or swim situations.
Yeah.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. So it's all over the place, this language, you know? And
yeah.
If you're trying to communicate, it's like, that's what you use.
Okay, I guess we'll get into it. Let's get into the Even Stevens movie.
The beginning starts out with her graduation from junior high.
Yes.
They're going to high school next year. Donnie's going to college.
Yes. So I just think it's absolutely insane that we're supposed to believe that Lewis, who is at the very youngest, I think he was probably 14 or 15 when they filmed it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. He didn't look like he was going into eighth grade.
No.
You were talking about her singing.
You could
hear it louder than anyone else at that graduation.
You could. It's just like the alma mater song, and it's just like, oh god, it's so annoying. And then the movie ends with her singing like a song about like, it's summer vacay, let's go party.
Yeah, it was their little band. Do you remember the name of their band? That was one of my favorite episodes of Even Stevens, is the band episodes. They had good music though.
Yeah. But I remember being as appalled about Christy Carlson Romano's singing career.
Yeah.
At the same time, because I famously sent her a message on DisneyChannel.com.
Yes.
Saying like, I think you're great job acting. But are you sure you want to get into singing?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So like, oh my God. So like, it must be insane to be getting all this fan mail from just critical 7-year-olds being like, maybe reconsider.
Oh my God. So do you just not like her voice that much?
I think it was just not the music for her.
Yeah.
She sounds very classically trained, like very Broadway.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And even in the way that she's speaking, it's like, God, just go on stage. You know, this isn't for TV and film.
So you don't like her style of acting?
No.
Okay. That's fair.
It feels too performative. It feels too, it feels like she's acting.
I like it for what it is. And I like her in comparison to Shia. I think they've got a good dynamic, but I get what you mean. It is over the top.
And I guess that's, I'm trying to figure out how much of my distaste for her comes from like her being the annoying character. She's not even the annoying character. She's just trying to do her thing.
Yeah, she's just the type A. Well, so that brings me to, are you more of a Ren or more of a Lewis?
I'm way more of a Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's not true. I guess I'm mostly Beans.
So you don't have to be either. You think you're mostly Beans. Yes.
I don't know. Or Donnie, you know, I just want to play the game. Just want to play some sports.
I think I really resonate with like Lewis a lot because he was never like the smart one, but he was always kind of fooling around. And so again, he had ideas that weren't really applicable to success in life as a middle schooler and I appreciate that. There's so many like good side characters in this show. Who's like one of your favorites in the show and movie that like lesser known characters?
That was really nice that in the movie they had all the characters.
Yeah.
They had all the side characters. Lizzie McGuire movie, they didn't.
Didn't have Miranda.
So, they had them all. They had Twitty. Yeah. They had Tawny. They had
what's her name?
Ren's friend who has the New York accent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are Ren's friends named? Ruby and Monique. Okay. And the mom from this show is in Saturday Night Fever.
She is?
Yeah.
She's great. And she's supposed to be a California state senator?
Yeah.
That's big.
And I guess that's why it's set in Sacramento. She would live there for that job. So what are like how would you say this story starts off? After they have the graduation scene, when they start getting into the plot,
there's the graduation scene and Ren gets broken up with.
Yes.
She breaks up with him or like whatever.
He's like, I'm going
away. We should
away.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Summer camp. So and she's like, oh, you want to keep your options open? I get it. And he's like, great, you get it. And he's like, yeah. And when we get back, and she's like, no, like we're not going to be back.
I like how brief that they made that scene. Like it was just like, boop. Okay, they're broken up with, though she keeps thinking about it throughout the movie. She's kind of glum, but then she finds a love interest later. But so I guess the movie, like, okay, the guy, Tim Meadows, from the principal for Mean Girls in SNL, he shows up and he's offering them this free vacation to, what is the island called?
Mandolino.
So what did you think of this whole scene and like them being like free vacation and them being pretty quick to be like, yeah, let's do it?
I think they played it well. You know, I think they like covered the big questions of like, but I've never heard of Mandolino, you know? I don't know. Just like I think it was fantastic. Like fantastical enough. It was just believable enough as like a way of being like, oh, what the heck? You know?
And it was funny how Lewis was just begging them not to go. Although it wasn't clear to me why Lewis didn't want to go.
I guess he wanted to have his, like, his lazy summer with his friends on that chair and stuff like that. So they all end up going. They bring Beans because he has absentee.
Beans. So they get onto this island. Everybody greets them there. Oh, and it's supposed to be, like, just natives, but then also the sailors, I think they call them.
Oh, like, okay.
The white population.
Okay,
and then everybody speaks English.
Yeah, so it's like a fusion of, like, islander cultures that, like, they bring into this island, and it's very diverse. And so they're all greeting them, and they're treating them very well at first.
Then Lewis messes it all up. They're, like, staying at a palace, and he makes the whole palace collapse because of his greed. And then they're shunned, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Which sounds like a good thing, but it's not.
No.
That's what they say, shunning. And they're shunned, and then the family is pitted against each other.
Yes.
And it becomes clear that they're part of a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
The slogan is, "Isn't life funny when it isn't happening to you?" And it's,
interesting,
like, that they have this. I mean, it's cool that they're doing, like, that it's cool that they've got a reality show movie, you know? Like,
yeah,
because reality shows were really picking up at the time in 2000.
Yeah.
And we all thought that they were real, and it was a way to show kids, like, no, this is all manufactured. This is all manipulated. Producers are around every corner, and like, these people are just pawns.
Yeah. Are you, I was excited to ask you this. What is your relationship with reality TV? Did you watch it growing up? Do you watch it now? Is it not a big part of your life? What say you?
The biggest reality show I watched growing up was The Girls Next Door.
Oh, you were allowed to watch that. or you just did? I was
no,
not.
No, I was allowed to watch it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Next Door was an E! Network reality show about Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, about the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm,
I followed the lives of three of them. Yeah. So I watched that. And I don't know if you can count, like, Project Runway.
Oh, yeah, I would. That was a reality show. Me, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would count it. Yeah. It's not like lifestyle reality. Like, it's not like you're following people around and seeing what they do on a daily basis. It's like competition. But yeah, totally.
When did the Kardashians come out? Was that 2005?
2006? I think 2000. I'm going to guess 2007. Let's see. Yeah. Were you a big watcher of that?
Yeah, I watched some of it. Yeah.
Like, did you, because you were interested in it or because it was, like, around? No judgment either way. 2007.
Well, I watched a lot of E. I think it was on.
Oh, that. Okay.
And then I'm also surprised by that. And then there was The Apprentice, which, you know, my mother loved that show. And
really?
Yeah. And it was, like, because it was also New York and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my. I guess a lot of I watched a lot of reality television.
Do you watch it now? Do you watch E! Reality or, like, any of the, like, yeah?
I don't watch it so much now. I did just kind of binge Love is Blind, but I fast forwarded through most of it. I just, like, skipped to the good part.
What did you, is it because the parts you don't like, what about it? Is it cringy to you or is it just like,
it was uncomfortable and I just kind of wanted to get to the answer. I was like, what is it? What are you trying to say? What's going on?
Yeah. Would you ever go on a reality show, whether that be like, if it's just like following people around or like a love show or like a competition show to win money?
Oh, I think a competition show would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
I would do something like that. I also remember
Beauty and the Geek. Oh, yeah. Ashton Kutcher's show.
That was Ashton Kutcher?
Yep. He made that show too. Yeah.
We had a friend who was on it.
Who was a geek or a beauty?
He was a geek. He was a geek. And he was dismissed early on because he was too cute.
Was he too cute in your opinion?
He was a cutie pie. He was a total cutie pie. Had a little, like, bow tie.
I wonder if, like, they have, like, the girls and the guys, like, have lasting relationships, like, friendships or whatever on that show.
Oh, I would love a talk back.
Oh, where are they now?
Yeah, where are they
okay,
now?
Okay, I'm going to look that up when I, yeah, that is very cute. Oh, so it's going back to the movie. Okay, so, like, and kind of tying it into Ashton Kutcher's other iconic reality show, Punk'd. There's this other competing TV show with the reality show that they're on called
Gotcha.
Yeah, which the host is Uncle Joey.
Inspo for
I'm here. You wanna know?
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy that everybody knows that song's about him.
Anyway, so they do the old switcheroo. They realize that they're on Twitty and Tawny come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they get a boat from Tom, another one of my favorite characters.
He is great.
He is really great. And there's a part where he said, they're like, oh, will you help us save Lewis? He's a friend of yours, right? And he's like, Lewis is my friend when it suits him.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate that they recognize that Lewis is a lot of the times not a very good person. He's entertaining to watch. And he's got like qualities that I think all of us can relate to. But he is like pretty selfish. And yeah. I appreciate that they're not trying to put him up on this pedestal. But Tom is I am a huge fan of. And so Twitty and Tawny show up on the island to alert them that, hey, like, this is a reality show that everyone at home is watching, and they're trying to separate you and, like, create, like, a boundary between, or, like, you know, friction between the two halves of the families, but it's really the TV show that's putting you against each other. And so, yeah, what happens at the end, Corinne?
He gets punked.
Yeah.
Switcheroo.
Yeah.
And, like, they escalate the hatred that Ren has for Lewis, mm-hmm. and she, like, is going to go kill him.
With a stick. It's very Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, with a stick. Very Lord of the Flies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like doing these like, she's hooting and hollering, and it's like kind of uncomfortable to watch.
Because I think also like because it's a little appropriative.
The whole idea is that I guess they're like kind of like diminishing to a savage state, right? They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have... They're like isolated. They don't think anything that they're doing. And so they're like, I think I also just feel so uncomfortable seeing Ren on television. Like I just feel so uncomfortable watching her.
Do you think she's just like an awkward, it's just funny. I was telling Corinne this when I told her I want her on this episode, is that I'm like, you know, weirdly I put you on two Christy Carlson Romano movies because she was on Cadet Kelly before this and you don't even like her that much. So
yeah, I know. Why would you do that? Well, I think her role in Cadet Kelly really suited her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was great for her. Like really tense and mm-hmm. just not really able to connect.
Yeah. Well, does she strike you as the kind of person who is like, I feel like I watch her YouTube channel. She is kind of cringy, but I do appreciate that she's not true. I think she like owns that she's just kind of like a square. Like she's the most square. And yeah. Like, I appreciate that she knows it and she's not trying to not be that way. She is a little like thirsty sometimes, but whatever. But
anyway,
I think
the iconic moments of the movie. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What are some iconic moments for you?
Okay. One of the most iconic moments was after Donnie thinks that he saw the friend of his from high school.
Oh, yeah. So there's this guy who is living on the island, but Donnie's like, hey, you were in my math class or whatever. And he's like, no. And then what happens?
And then Lewis says, this morning I thought I saw a cheeseburger doing yoga.
Yes. I know that line really, like, I remembered that pretty, like, strongly. Like,
that was such a good line.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that was on a lot of the trailers for this movie.
Yeah, it must have been on it. Yeah. Yeah.
And so same with like, we just got attacked by a killer squirrel.
A killer squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting rewatching these movies because a lot of them, I mean, just the commercials are what are ingrained or what they call them.
But like advertisement, the promo for it.
My friend makes them. She makes them for Lifetime.
Yes.
They make them for Lifetime.
That would be like the fun channel. Does she do the Lifetime Christmas? Do they do Christmas movies?
Right? Yes, they do.
Okay, they're big on that. Mm-hmm. But they do like slightly sexier ones than Hallmark, right? Or am I totally making that up?
Lifetime's tag used to be Lifetime Television for Women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little sexy.
Well, because I know.
Whereas Hallmark is more like religious, like mm-hmm. more. Okay, and then another one, the peanut with the hairpin.
Oh yeah, they find a peanut and they're trying to split it amongst three people because that's literally the only food that they have.
And I remember so many times just having a peanut and trying to cut it.
Really?
Yeah, that I would do that all the time.
Oh my god.
Kind of like a peanut.
Which, like, it's kind of hard to, like, believe that, like, oh, they really haven't had any food, like, at all. Like, they can't even, like, get a coconut out of a tree. Like, and this, like, TV show, like, really does want to starve them. Like, that seemed, I mean, I guess the point is that it's extreme. I don't know. I mean, all of this whole movie, I appreciate that this show and this movie, like, there's such a big suspension of disbelief that, like, they're,
yeah,
like,
there really is.
And they're not pretending like there isn't. I think that's fun. What did you think of, like, the little, like, romance that Ren has with this guy named Mutai, which, like, he's putting on this fake Islander voice, but he's clearly, like, yeah, what did you think of him?
God, just so I was so uncomfortable with it all. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I was more comfortable seeing the mom in, like, you know, anybody else in like, physical situations, but I felt so uncomfortable seeing them.
Really? Is it just because you feel, like, uncomfortable? Like,
or maybe it's because she reminds me so much of my sister, and I'm like, Elise.
Does she?
Get out of there. They're just both brunettes.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
All. That's all.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing. That's a big identifier.
Especially when, like, I was the blonde sister.
Yeah, I know. I was the blonde sister, too. That is an interesting thing. Being, especially, I don't know, maybe... Okay, do you ever find that, like, and I'm sure you do, it's just, like, okay, back then, like, being blonde, you're a certain type of character, and now, okay, yeah, there's, like, smart blondes on TV, like, more so than there used to be, but, like, if you were, like, a blonde character, you had to be fun and or, like, dumb, or you have to, like, super girly, like, fashion, like, lighthearted, like, funny, like, you couldn't be... I don't know. You can be serious. I don't know. Did you feel like weird, or did you feel like pressure from that, or did you feel like boxed in as a fellow blonde person?
I was always dirty blonde.
So that's a little different. Yeah.
So that was a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never. I don't think I really felt that kind of pressure, but I also like was that way. You know.
Like you were. Yeah. Yeah.
I was. Happy to be here, you know, excited, like enthusiastic about things.
Yeah.
And maybe like, I don't know how, like I always got good grades, but like I could be like, I'm sure I was ditzy, you know, like, or, you know, would play. I don't know. I feel like I definitely feel a lot dumber now than I did in high school. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of what happens when you get older too, right? You realize what you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's like, do you think back, I was thinking about this the other day, it's kind of unrelated, but it's like, oh, like, you know, you can think back to a time in your life where you were really confident and maybe you feel less confident now. And like, are you less confident because you think back and you realize, oh God, that I actually am really embarrassed to think about the things that I was confident about back then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And I guess also like we're surrounded by people who know all sorts of things now. Like,
yeah.
We've been such a... like broader group of companions.
Yeah.
And so we see all of the different just things that we could know and don't know. Or it's so important to know when you don't know something, like to admit when you don't know and to.
Oh, when you don't know something, you need to be like, I don't know it. And I have to learn more about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm always curious about it anyway. Oh, other thing I wanted to say about the show. Usually these reality shows are filmed and then edited later, but this one is live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's happening in real time. And so when Ren is going to attack Lewis and he falls off the cliff, everybody who's watching, all of their loved ones who are watching the show, are sure that they just saw this 13-year-old, 12-year-old boy perish off a cliff.
That was extreme. That's one of the most extreme things I've seen in a Disney Channel movie, like a sister killing her brother. Like, yeah, it was a bit much. Yeah, definitely. But I don't know.
No, I think it made sense as an escalation, you know? Like, what could go wrong? What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
And they're always at their throats. And it's the natural escalation of their relationship, right? Like, the whole series is them at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's like, I'm going to kill you. You know, she probably says that before in shows.
Yeah, so I guess maybe it was like a proper way for it to end, but that was insane. And then he gets caught by a helicopter, and they find out they were on it, and then there was the other prank TV show caught the one putting them on a reality show, and that guy got in a lot of trouble, and in the end they all go back to Sacramento and live their lives. Donnie goes to college,
Yeah.
Ren ends up with that Muay Thai guy, and Lewis is just doing the same shit he was already doing. So yeah, that was the movie. What did you think overall?
I was entertained the whole time. It was quick. Yeah. It was good pacing. It was fast.
Yeah.
It was a talented cast. And I think I was really interested in the reality TV show aspect of it. You know, like it was kind of cool. It was cool to see that reflected, like, early reality TV, and that, like, it's still booming more than ever. And I'm also glad that there wasn't a love relationship situation between Lewis and Tawny. Like, there were there was little hints of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because early in the show, there's an episode where they kissed, and I remember back then being like, oh my god, I'm finally excited, and then they ended up being like, kind of like, oh, we're better as friends, and then it didn't, like, it's not like they turned back around and they were together. I think he always had, like, some sort of, like, I think he always thought she was cute and they were good friends, but it wasn't romance in the very, very end of, like, the show, and I appreciate that, too. Did there have to be a love interest for Ren? I don't know. I guess. But there really didn't. That's just kind of an added-in thing.
It would have been kind of cool if she had said no to him.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah, because he didn't, I mean, he was just kind of like a milk-toasty kind of person. So,
yeah, but I suppose so is she.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I did not mean for this to be a Christy Carlson Romano slam
episode. Oh, it's okay. I appreciate your opinions. I did not know that you felt so.
I try not to be, mm-hmm. like, it doesn't always feel worthwhile saying something you don't like, you know? Well, or, like, you know, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum.
Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to be like, their style of acting and singing is just not my thing. You're not saying she's a bad person. You're just like, it's not for me.
I think it'd be very suitable on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're just saying she's a better stage actor. And I actually haven't seen her on stage, but I think she did a little bit of Broadway. I should know this because I've been listening to her podcast. I actually listened to an episode where she had the guy who played Beans on it yesterday. And she said the reason why they brought in that character is because they wanted, like, a young energy, because Shia LaBeouf was getting older, and they wanted, like, a funny young kid to be the foil to the foil. And so that's why they brought him in. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it did make it feel like more, it does bring out, like, kids.
Yeah.
Makes them seem like kids.
But yeah, so you were entertained from start to finish. You had a good time with this movie.
Yeah. And it was cool to see, like, things that did stick out so much to me. And, like, the kind of humor they had. Mm-hmm. I think it was honestly pretty well written. Like, someone was like, wait, how did you find out about that? And he said, I went on something called a website. And it was just like early internet stuff.
Yeah, I think I think certain times you're watching, like, a movie from way back in the day, and, like, the way they talk about the internet is just, like, really, like, ugh. But okay. I don't know. This way was charming, and it, like, doesn't seem too dated. It seems, like, realistic. I guess we'll talk about the fashion in this movie. What did you notice? Oh, there's a lot of just, like, Hawaiian shirts.
It's a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Cargo pants and shorts.
Yeah, cargo pants. Yeah, it didn't really stick out to me.
Yeah.
I guess Ren's dress for the graduation.
That was cute. The puffy sleeve, like, blue one with the embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the cutest thing she wore. She wore a lot of, like, polo shirts and, like,
oh, yeah, that's capris. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, capris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
What do you think of that look?
I wore so much. I feel like I was always wearing capris.
Really?
Yeah, because I had a freckle, like a freckle on my calf,
mm-hmm.
and a wart on my knee. And so I didn't like to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want people to see it. And so that stuff was, like, it covered it.
Yeah. And I really like Tawny's style. It's kind of like.
Oh, Tawny's totally cool.
Yeah. She's always wearing plaid and, like, a black meshy fabric on top.
It's funny to have the friends be regular people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, not to have a kooky friend.
Yeah, I guess because, like, okay, the interesting thing is, like shows like iCarly, like, she had two friends that, like, one of them was, like, big dweeb and the other one was, like, a big slacker, and she kind of had a boring personality. Maybe that's, like, oversimplifying it, but she was, like, the straight man, and so I like that about Even Stevens is that he's the wacky one.
Yeah, and he survives without the supporting characters.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate that this like show and this movie gave the lead to someone who's just really weird.
Well, he's so captivating. It's so captivating.
It is, yeah. So yeah, the movie had fashion. You just like mostly summery kind of early 2000s styles. A lot of crochet. Nothing super revealing because this is Disney Channel, so no one's wearing a bikini at any point. I think maybe they show some like island girls and like maybe
a coconut bra,
but like pretty covered up.
And Beans can't keep his hands off.
Oh yeah, there was like this part where everyone's giving like hugs, and he gets this beautiful girl giving him a hug, like she's probably like 22, and then he won't let go, and then later he's like, "Where's the girl with the hugs?" I thought that was really cute.
That's a classic line.
Yes. I like when, like, I don't want to say, like, oh, Disney, like, is a little cheeky like that, I should say. They're, like, hinting at sexuality that's, I don't know, in a way that's kid-appropriate, I should say. So, yeah, that's kind of the movie, and I guess we're kind of wrapping up now. Yeah, would you recommend this movie? Yes, no? Would you watch it again? I mean, I guess you would watch it again. You had a good time.
Yeah.
Would you see it aged well?
It wasn't. I think like the message was good, and it wasn't like overtly. I think just like with Mai Tai, what's his name? My guy.
My guy. Let's call him my guy.
Like he is. Yeah, that was weird that he had that inflection, like the way that he was speaking.
Yeah.
Island characters, but it's also interesting because it's also kind of just supposed to be reflective of what television was.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, is there anything that's going on in your life that you want to let the folks know about or any events?
Yes. My brother just got engaged.
Oh, my God. Yay. I didn't know that. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was saving it for this announcement.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody, Kevin's engaged.
They've been dating for, like, 10 years.
Oh, damn. Nice.
And, yeah, gonna, you know, new start of the family. Really excited.
Hell yeah. Very, very exciting. Yeah.
And she's a huge fan of Disney.
Yes. And a Disney Channel, too.
I haven't talked to her about Disney Channel so much.
I'm guessing all of it she loves.
Should I plug it?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Plug all your stuff. If you want.
Cubba Rubba Nub Nub.
Hell yeah.
At me at Cubba Rubba Nub Nub. And that's all.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on Instagram. Woo-hoo! And YouTube. And I don't know, Be Real if you want. Hell yeah. And Decom Divas on Instagram and TikTok. And DecomDivasPod@gmail.com for requests.
Woo!
Is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world today, Corinne?
Live it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life is great when you're not the one living it.
Oh, shit.
What was it? Sorry. What was the quote from the movie? They were like,
"Oh my God.
Life is a funny, or like failure's fun when you're not the one going through it." I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, you know. So. You get what we're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you see on reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think by now, I think most of us know that. For the most part. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on again, Corinne. I'm excited. Next time you come on, I will make sure it's not a Christy Carlson Romano movie. So you don't have to cringe anymore while watching her.
And thank you so much. I'm so excited about being a repeat guest. What a dream.
Yeah!
It's so nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you for being a double diva.
Oh, yes. Double diva.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. And join us next time when you watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye.
Bye.